Apple Incorporated's European iTunes stores have come in for some criticism for requiring users to download songs only for the country in which they live. Apple says that's because of ongoing arrangements with record companies. But today, Apple announced a new agreement with EMI. The recording giant will soon sell singles on the iTunes store without any digital rights management. NPR's Laura Seidel explains.
The announcement came from EMI headquarters in London, where the record company's chief executive, Eric Nicolai, was joined by Apple CEO Steve Jobs.
This is a landmark event and is the beginning of a major shift that will take place this year, resulting in consumers being able to purchase music from any digital music store and play it on any digital music player.
The deal reached between EMI and Apple means fans of the record label's artists will have a DRM-free option at the iTunes store. Not only will consumers be able to play the songs on any device, they will also be able to make as many copies as they'd like. Until this moment, all of the record companies have resisted getting rid of digital rights management, or DRM, because they believe it protects them from online piracy. But EMI chief Nicolai says by improving the product, they're hoping to convince consumers not to steal music.
The best way to combat illegal traffic is to make legal content available at decent value and conveniently. And we take the view that we have to trust consumers. The fact that some will continue to disappoint us and choose to steal the music is inevitable.
Indeed. Despite the fact that the music companies put all kinds of DRM on their digital music files, it doesn't seem to have deterred piracy. Estimates of the number of songs stolen monthly range from the conservative 1 billion to nearly 3 billion. Steve Jobs made headlines earlier this year when he released a letter to the music industry suggesting they get rid of DRM because it wasn't doing anything to stop piracy. Some analysts see today's announcement as the first thaw in the icy resistance that the music industry has shown to getting rid of copy protection. Eric Garland, CEO of Big Champagne, which tracks the distribution of online entertainment, isn't surprised EMI is the first.
Because they are, of course, the smallest and most vulnerable of the major recording companies. And they are not in great shape financially. They need a big win. So, as we've long predicted, we think this is the beginning of something.
Perhaps. There are some strings attached to the songs without DRM. They will cost more, $1.29 apiece versus 99 cents for the copy-protected singles and albums. However, consumers will get something more, better audio quality. But will they sound so much better that consumers will be willing to pay an extra 30 cents? Garland's not so sure.
I think that distinction may be lost on the overwhelming majority of the customers who say, this music sounds great, and why would I pay 30 cents more if I can't hear 30 cents worth of difference?
Nonetheless, Garland still thinks other companies will follow EMI's lead and quickly. Other analysts, like James McQuivey of Forrester Research, think EMI's announcement might actually slow down changes.
Ironically, seeing EMI do it means they can actually sit back and watch rather than have to move, because 6 months from now there will be proof as to whether this was the right idea or not.
But it will mean a little more convenience for a little extra money for fans of such artists as Bonnie Raitt, The Rolling Stones, Blur, The Beastie Boys, and many more. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.